hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You are probably already aware that we live in a diverse, multicultural state, and once a year, businesses, organizations, and individuals come together in the Midlands to celebrate the music, culture, food, and performing arts of the various cultures, nationalities, races, and language groups represented here in South Carolina. Dr. Raj Alluri is director of the Columbia International Festival, coming April 14th and 15th to the state fairgrounds. Today he's in our studio. Raj, welcome.
Good to be here.
First of all, give us the genesis, the background, the short history of this festival.
I came to South Carolina in 1976. When I first came here, it was not as diverse or multicultural as we have today in South Carolina. Then the Atlanta Olympics took place in 1996. That year, everybody was thinking about international, close by big city Atlanta. And I thought to myself, well, in South Carolina, here in the Midlands, we have a great diversity of people from all across the globe living in our midst. This is a good way to bring attention to the diversity we have by showcasing an event that brings all the cultures together to celebrate our diversity. So this is our 23rd year.
Do you have any statistics you can share with us on the multicultural diversity that exists here in South Carolina?
I believe we have at least 200 nationality groups represented in South Carolina. In Richland County alone, we speak more than 90 languages. And University of South Carolina alone has more than 100 countries represented on the campus. A lot of businesses in the downtown Columbia are foreign-owned. A lot of motels, hotels are owned by foreign people. A lot of educators, doctors, engineers, computer science. In every segment of our society, you have people who are foreign-born but living and working among us.
Well, share with us what a visitor will see, somebody who has not been to the festival before.
Well, everybody likes food. That's the number one. We have 20 different country authentic food represented at the event. You want Indian food, you'll see a home-cooked authentic Indian food there. Or you want a Korean, or you want Chinese, you want Thai. This is authentic food, what you don't really normally get at a restaurant. But also we have entertainment. We have all-day performance on the stage at the event, Saturday from 10 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock in the night. Continuous performance on the stage. We have at least 20 different performing groups will be on the stage throughout the day. We have people like to buy things too. We have an international bazaar where people can buy some gifts and souvenirs from other countries. And we have a very good Olympic-style flag ceremony. We have people, service organizations that provide various, you know, opportunities for people to know how they can get along and then get the services they need from different parts of our society. So we have service organizations that come and showcase what they can provide to the immigrant community. If you're learning French, you can go to the French booth and practice a little bit of your French. If you're learning German, do the same thing. If you're learning Chinese, you can do the same thing. It's a family-friendly, non-alcohol event.
Share with us how the festival works with the local business community.
You know, in South Carolina, we are the largest state in the continental USA attracting foreign businesses. There's no other state, as far as I know, in the continental USA that brings more foreign investment to South Carolina. I think over 800 companies in South Carolina are foreign-owned. These are the corporations. I think 7% of our state's employment is created by foreign-owned companies. I even get a call from other regions of South Carolina. They want to come to the festival because they moved from New York to, let's say, Florence, South Carolina, to work with them at the foreign company. Hey, now we're missing the cultures we enjoyed in New York City because that's a metropolis and a lot of old cultures there, and people enjoy a lot of things old cultures have to offer. But they come to South Carolina, they don't see as much they want to come to the festival so they can get a little bit of the things that are missing from big cities like New York. We're truly diverse, truly multicultural. Many people don't know it.
Well, Raj, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Great to be here.
Dr. Raj Alluri is director of the Columbia International Festival coming April 14th and 15th to the state fairgrounds. We will have a link to the festival posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.